When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games. Specters, welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I'm here, well, not really by myself. Sam couldn't make it tonight. He's a little under the weather, but I am fortunately joined by some of our patrons because it's the end of the month. It's the end of March 2023 already. How did that happen? And we're going to celebrate the end of the month with a trivia show. We're doing Trivia Night, and this is going to be a blast. And I have to welcome all of our patrons to the show. Well, I'm going to go through each of you, give you a second to just say hi to everybody. We've got Ed Boy. Ed Boy, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here again.
Yeah, welcome back. And then Apollo.
Hey, good to be back.
And that Spectre J is here.
Hey, happy to be back. I missed you guys.
Yeah, dude, welcome. And then Genesis.
I'm always here.
She just lives here. She just stays permanently in the Zoom chat. It's weird. It's really weird, Jen. You need to find a hobby. And then we have Turbo. Turbo Toboggan. Welcome back.
Hi.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys could make it. I have put together three different rounds of questions. We're starting out easier. It's going to get harder as it goes. And then the final round, of course, is going to be lots of points. So this should be exciting. Everybody has sheets of paper to keep track of their own points and their own answers. This is going to be an honor system, and we're just going to roll with it because that's how you got to do things on the internet, I guess. Although my wife was like, you know, there's like a Jeopardy app you could use and put answers. Maybe I'll play around with that stuff for the next time we do a trivia thing. So, all right. Are you ready to go? Is everybody ready? I feel it. I can just see it in your faces. Yeah, absolutely. You're giving each other death stares. You're kind of staring each other down. Yeah, I see it. All right. Round number one. Each of these is worth 100 points. And don't shout out the answers. Just write the answers down. These should be fairly simple. So, for example, the first question is, question number one, what is the name of the main protagonist in the Mass Effect series? What's the main protagonist's name? Everyone's like, yeah, we got this. See, I told you it was going to be pretty easy. All right, that's the first question. Everybody's written that down. Number two, who is the main antagonist in the Mass Effect trilogy? Who or what? Main antagonist in the Mass Effect trilogy. There are multiple antagonists, but what's the main one? I have a dog here at my feet, like eating something. I think somebody gave Oreo a treat.
I felt like that's a trick question.
Don't overthink it. It's probably the simple answer. Don't overthink it. Question three, what is the name of the protagonist's ship? And you don't have to be super specific with like which version of the ship, just the general name that applies. People in chat are answering funny answers. Welcome, chat. I'm so glad you guys are here. All right, main protagonist ship. Question four, what is the name of the organization that Commander Shepard works for at the start of Mass Effect 1? Who does Commander Shepard work for? Who does number two work for? That reminds me of Austin Powers. Classic joke. Bathroom humor. All right,
great movie.
I need to go back and watch those I was explaining to my son the whole thing where he's in the golf cart in the underground base and somehow gets stuck sideways and is doing like 3-point turn, but is just running into the both walls. And there's no way that the vehicle could have turned to fit there in the first place. Genius.
Yeah, that's like a video on YouTube of someone like superimposed Austin Powers in the Mass Effect, and they do that with
yes.
the Mako.
Yes, yeah, yep. Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Those are great, too. Yeah. All right, number 5. What is the name of the space station that serves as a hub for the primary races in the galaxy? The name of the space station that serves as a hub for the primary races in the galaxy.
How many questions are in round 1?
12. There will be 12 okay. questions. So we're almost halfway through. All right. Question number 6. What is the name of the alien race that is responsible for the creation of the mass relays? What is the name of the alien race that is responsible for the creation of the mass relays? Everybody's writing answers down. The 3-point turn scene is also part of the novel. There's Rob the Princess says there's a... there's a novel for the... for those movies. All right, question number 7. How are you guys feeling so far? Feeling good? Pretty confident about all these? All right.
Good.
What is the name of the artificial intelligence that serves as the Normandy's onboard computer? What is the name of the artificial intelligence that serves as the Normandy's onboard computer? Writing the answers down. All right. Question number 8. Which Mass Effect game introduced the multiplayer mode? Which Mass Effect game introduced multiplayer? I see the wheels turning. I see the looks in the I saw some of that going on. All right, question number 9. Which alien race is known for their brutal and violent behavior, and many races were concerned with their rate of reproduction? So far, not too hard, right? It's pretty... Okay. So, alien race known for their brutal and violent behavior, and many races were concerned with their rate of reproduction. All right, question number 10. Who is the leader of the human supremacist group or organization Cerberus? Who is the leader of the human supremacist organization Cerberus? That is a hard combination of words to say. Words is hard. All right, you guys are ready for the next one? 2 left. What is the name of the ancient alien race that is responsible for creating the Citadel? What is the name for the ancient alien race that is responsible for creating the Citadel? Who made the Citadel? I'm getting funny looks. What was that?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. According to what most would consider to be fact. But, of course, there's always other stuff out there to make you go, well, maybe not. All right. Final question. What does Sam call his character in his most recent playthrough where he seeks to make as few Paragon or Renegade decisions as possible? This one is particular to N7 the Legend in his live streams. What does Sam call his character in his most recent playthrough where he seeks to make as few Paragon or Renegade decisions as possible?
Like the name, or just like the kind of name of the playthrough?
I have 2 options here that are possible for answers. So,
okay. So I don't watch this stream.
So you can give the specific name or just kind of what he refers to him as. And he looks a little bit like me for some reason, accidentally.
He looks a lot of bit like you.
Yeah, accidentally looks like me. I'm still more handsome though. And chat, feel free to chime in with your thoughts and contestants, especially for the next 2 rounds. Make sure that you have, if you have the stream up, close the chat window so that you don't either get the right or wrong answers from chat, because who knows, maybe they won't get them right. All right, you ready to go through these? Let's go through.
I'm going to say that I crossed out my answer for number 6 and I'm changing it just because I keep thinking about it more.
Okay.
So I'm marking that down now so all right. I don't get called a cheater later.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Go ahead and update it. Now's the chance. Now's your time. All right, I'm going to read the questions again and then you guys can shout out the answers, and if you got the right answer, give yourself a check mark, 100 points. And we'll move forward. Here we go. The first question was, what is the name of the main protagonist in the Mass Effect series?
Commander Shepard.
Commander Shepard. There you go. Commander Shepard. 100 points. Everybody should have gotten that one, right? 100 easy, free easy points. Grunt. Chat says grunt. Well, for some of us, it was grunt. Question number 2. Who is the main antagonist in the Mass Effect series? Who or what?
The Reapers.
Yeah, the Reapers are the main bad guys. Number 3. What is the name of the protagonist's ship?
The Normandy.
Yes, the SSV Normandy, but as long as you put Normandy, you get credit for that.
My home away from home.
Question 4 was, what is the name of the organization that Commander Shepard works for at the start of Mass Effect 1?
The Alliance.
What's the full name?
The Alliance Navy.
The Systems Alliance is actually the full title, but I'll take Alliance. That's fine. Everyone just calls it the Alliance. But yeah, the Systems Alliance would have been the full answer. Question number 5. What is the name of the space station that serves as a hub for the primary races in the galaxy?
The Citadel.
And that answer was given away in one of the questions later, which is always fun. The Citadel, 100 points for that. Question number 6. What is the name of the alien race that is responsible for the creation of the mass relays?
I wrote down the Leviathans and the Reapers.
I just wrote down Repos.
It was the Protheans.
I wrote Protheans, but I thought the Protheans did say that it was there before them.
The answer that I got was Protheans when double checking this online, and Sam double checked these as well, and he knows better than I do. So we're going to go with Protheans. Yeah. I think that's the commonly understood answer to be the Protheans.
But I wrote, so I like it.
So there you go. If you got Protheans, you get 100 points. Question number 7. What is the name of the artificial intelligence that serves as the Normandy's onboard computer?
EDI. Advanced Defense Intelligence.
Question number 8. Which Mass Effect game introduced the multiplayer mode?
Mass Effect 3.
3. Yes, 3. That is correct. All right. Number 9. Which alien race is known for their brutal and violent behavior, and many races were concerned with their rate of reproduction?
The Krogan.
The Krogan, that's right. You guys are just racking these up. It's all, the whole thing's going to be this easy. Don't worry about the questions coming up later. It's all just easy. Question number 10. Who is the leader of the human supremacist organization Cerberus?
Tim,
the elusive man. Yes,
Timmy.
What is his full name?
Just Tim.
Jack.
Tim the Enchanter. Tim the Enchanter.
Was it Jack Harper?
That might be a question later, so I'm not.
Believe it is Jack Harper, but yeah, it's not a question later. Don't worry.
Got on that.
If you said Jack Harper, then you get points for that as well. Number 11. What is the name of the ancient alien race that is responsible for creating the Citadel?
Is that the Leviathans?
I said the Protheans
again.
It's also the Protheans. Protheans did both.
I thought there was no. That's what I was going to write. I thought there was no way you were going to ask the same thing twice.
It's tricky.
Talked myself out of it because of that.
Yeah, both of them are the Protheans. And question 12, what does Sam call his character in his most recent playthrough where he seeks to make as few Paragon or Renegade decisions as possible?
Neutral Shepherd.
Yes.
Jerry.
Or Jerry. Yeah, Jerry or Neutral Shepherd. Yeah, either of those will work. Yes. All right. Add them up. Let's see how many points we are at. How many points? All of them. Let's go through. Ed, how many points do you have?
800.
800. Apollo, what are you at?
I have 1,000 because I know nothing about multiplayer. So you're going to kill me if you ask
for
that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Apollo has 1,000. Jay? Oh, Jay's muted. Unmute yourself and then we'll be able to hear. There you go.
I got 1,100. I got 6 wrong.
1,100. Genesis, you got all of them?
I did.
Genesis is at 1,200. Turbo?
You didn't. You said you changed your
answer. I got 12 for once.
12? You got all 12? Nice. Congratulations.
I almost got 8 wrong. I changed it when Jin was doing that.
Yeah, as long as you changed it before I gave you the answer instead of after I gave you the answer, you're fine. So 1,200 to 1,200.
Worried about.
You guys are tied. We've got it tied for first place, and we're moving into the second round. First, we're going to go thank our patrons, but get ready for this, because the next round, each question is worth 300 points. So there's a lot of chance to catch up here. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this station is mine. I like the sound of that.
So big thanks to our patrons, to all of you and all of the other patrons who have supported the show and helped us out. All 71 of you currently. Thank you for your support. And big shout outs to our Shepherd tier patrons, Kolkashins, Edboy, Aaron J, Kirisi, Lieutenant Tosino, That Spectre J, and William. Thank you so much to all of you for your support and for being Shepherd tier patrons. And we don't have any new patrons this week, but if you'd like to join us for another episode kind of like this or get some of the other cool stuff on the Patreon, then make sure you go to patreon.com/MassEffectLoreCast and check out all the different stuff you can get. Also, if you leave a 5-star review, then we will read it out on a future episode of the show on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts. And we have one that came in from Admiral Freya from Great Britain, who writes, "I love this show. Hi, guys. I'm not a podcast person, but I've been watching your show for a couple months now on YouTube, and I'm just about caught up. I'm writing this right after watching the Lazarus Project episode. I just want to say, during the control chip discussion, I was thinking, do I remember wrong? As I thought, if you get friendly enough with Miranda in Mass Effect 2, she confesses the whole control chip thing to Shepard. Could be wrong, but anyway, great show you guys got. I've got, I've had many a laugh, and as a lore seeker in the games, I love hearing N7 the Legend state what he knows and compare to my own knowledge and see if I missed anything. Robots makes me laugh so much too. You guys inspire me to play yet another playthrough. Lost count between the original game runs and fresh starters I've had on Legendary Edition, but hey, it's Mass Effect and I love it. Keep the episodes coming." Yeah, I think that's where the dialogue came from, was when she opens up about that. But I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure that's where it does come from. So I think you are correct, Freya. But thank you for taking the time to do that. Also, if you leave us a rating on Spotify, that would be wonderful. Plus, there's the ability now to answer questions on Spotify, which are basically the same as commenting on episodes. And so if you'd like to leave us some positive comments about what you liked about the current episodes, the most recent one, like 3 or 4 or 5 have been updated so that you can leave those. We'd love to see them. And we're not going to read them out on the show, because that would be like an entire show of us just reading stuff people commented, but we very much do appreciate it. So you have opportunities there to help us out. And thanks so much to everybody who helped support the show. All right, let's move on with the rest of the trivia game. Here we go.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, here we go. Round 2. Turbo, do you have a question?
Do we need to keep these written down, or can we erase, so we have more room?
You can erase the other ones as long as you keep your score. That's fine.
Okay.
As long as you know how many you got, because at this point, we're not going to go back.
Questions in this round.
So the way, the good question. The way we're going to do this is there are five of you. I have 11 possible questions, and each of you is going to get to answer one for yourself. So that is potentially 300 points that you can earn that nobody else can earn. But if you get it wrong, then everyone else has a chance to try to answer that question and claim 100 points for themselves. So it's better that you get it right because you get the points, plus you also keep them from getting the points for the question you missed. So in order to do this, we're going to start with, we've got either Jen or Turbo. Does anybody care who goes first, Jen or Turbo? Do you guys care? All right, I saw Jen go, eh. So we're going to let Turbo go first. So Turbo, you get to pick between 1 and 11. Which one do you want to do for your first question?
11.
11. Question number 11. Now, don't shout out the answers to anybody else. Turbo will have a minute to think through this. Turbo, you can think out loud, but then you have to give me a final answer. And if you are wrong, then everyone else, feel free to answer the question. Feel free to write the answer down while Turbo's thinking. And if you have written down the correct answer and he gets it wrong, then you get 100 points. So everybody can answer the question, but Turbo has to either succeed or fail for you to be able to try and actually get the points. So, Turbo, here's your question. Who is voiced by Tricia Helfer, who did similar work as a beautiful Cylon on Battlestar Galactica? Who is voiced by Tricia Helfer, who did similar work as a beautiful Cylon on Battlefield Galactica? Or Battlestar Galactica, not Battlefield. Battlestar Galactica. Oh, no. Turbo's covering his face. Turbo, you got to come up with an answer, buddy. You got to unmute yourself, too, so I can hear you.
It's going to be a guess. Oh, good God.
Who do you think?
Oh.
Who does your gut say?
I'm going to do a wild, probably not even it, the DLC Kasumi. Was her name correct?
Is that your answer?
Yes, that's my answer. I'm just wrong.
Incorrect. It is not Kasumi. Everyone else, have you written down your answers? Everybody else has their answers written down. Do you guys know who it is? Feel free to shout out an answer if you think you know.
It's Edie.
It's Edie. It is Edie. Both of these were synthetic people at some point. That's the whole similar work as a beautiful Cylon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was coin flipping Edie and somebody else and wrote to somebody else.
Yep. She did Edie's voice. So there you go. If you put down Edie, then you get 100 points. Congratulations. All right, Jen, you get to pick one between 1 and 10.
I'll go 6.
Number 6. Here we go. Nif2Cal is a Volus who refers to himself by this powerful title.
The Biotic God.
That is correct. 300 points. Nif2Cal is the Biotic God. I had to include that one in there. It had to have a Biotic God question. All right. Who had the next?
Okay. Now that I've answered two questions, does that mean that I can't answer any other ones for points?
No, you will personally get a second question on the second round, on the second playthrough of these questions, right? Each of you will have your own two questions, and we'll just kind of go through in circles. So who was the next highest points? Was it Apollo? Jay?
I don't remember.
11. So I think it was, Jay. So Jay, you can pick between 1 to 5 or 7 through 10.
We'll go with Lucky 7.
Lucky 7. The appearance of the Reapers is primarily based on which ancient race?
It's going to be the Protheans through the beacons.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
The Leviathan. Oh, I answered it. I shouldn't have answered it. I'm sorry, guys. Did you guys all write your answers down? All right. I'm a bad host. It's the Leviathans. If you wrote down Leviathans, you get 100 points. Yeah, it's the Leviathans. They're the one.
And that's embarrassing. I knew that one.
Yeah, so that's how this stuff goes. Sometimes you're like, oh, wait, no. Oh, I knew that.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. All right. Who had the next highest amount of points? I think it was Apollo. Okay, Apollo, pick between 1 through 5 and 8, 9, or 10.
I'll go 4.
4. Ilium is a garden world and one of the youngest colonies of this race.
Yeah, sorry.
That is correct. The Asari is correct. Good work. That's 300 points. Give yourself 300 points. All right, Ed, you're up. 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, or 10.
Let's see, 1.
One? You want to do one? All right. First one. Which character can be described as having powerful biotics, a keen intellect, irresistible beauty, and is voiced by actress Yvonne Strahovski?
Miranda.
You are correct. That is right. Miranda is right. All right. Back to Turbo. What was that, Jay?
She has a bunch of stuff on YouTube of like her Saturday Night Live, not Saturday Night Live, but her talk show stuff. And it's funny. If you watch it, it is like you're sitting there listening to Miranda, because not only is she the voice actor, she's also the face actor for that as well.
Yeah. So games have been doing that more and more as time has gone on, where they will actually make the characters look a lot like the voice actors who play them, which is pretty cool. Turbo, it's back to you. You get your second chance here for 300 points. Which one do you want to do? You've got 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, or 10.
9.
Number 9. Biotic amplifiers range from L1 to L what number? Everyone else write down your answers in case he doesn't get it. Biotic amplifiers range from L1 to L what number?
I'm only going to do the only other one I can remember in my head. That's probably wrong. In L2. It's wrong.
Incorrect. Not L2. Yeah. Does anybody else know the answer to this? What did you guys write?
L5.
Now, you all have a chance for this one. Happens to have a bonus point. 1 point. You got 100 points for getting this right. You can get one singular extra point if you can tell me either of the two letters that comes after L5.
L5X or L5XL, because those are the ones that Jack wants to implant.
So X is correct. I did not see an XL when researching this, but I did see another letter. So you get a point for X. Does anybody else know the other letter?
Well, for guessing, I'm going to guess Z.
No, not Z. Everyone can guess if you want. You can just throw out a letter if you want.
I'm going to say N.
N. Jay got it. N. N is correct. X or N. Yeah. If you look on the wikis, it has all of the different modules listed. And L5 is, there's no just L5. There's L5X and L5N. Those are the two options. Now, maybe those are the only two in the certain ways that show up in certain things or something. I don't know. Sometimes there's limitations on that. So maybe there's an XL mentioned, but there's not one that actually has stats about it or something. But X or N are the two that I had. All right. Jen? Your turn again, your second question. You can pick from 2, 3, 5, 8, or 10.
Let's go 10.
10. What fan favorite character is voice acted by Brendan Keener?
This guy here, Garrus Kharian.
You are correct, Garrus. Garrus is the correct answer. I thought it would be fun to have a number of voice actor questions on this because we like our voice actors a lot and they did such a good job. So 300 points for that one. Congratulations. Over to Spectre J. J, 2, 3, 5, 8. Those are your options.
Let's go with number 5.
Number 5. In Morden's rendition of Gilbert and Sullivan, what three races does he mention that he has studied in the second line of the song? And you play the song in your head. That's really what this is about. Or you could just guess three races.
Yeah, it's just, I'm going to have to guess three. I'm going to have to say the, I'm going to have to say the Krogan, the Volusen. Oh, what are the jellyfish? Big stupid jellyfish. Ah.
Like, I'm doing my jellyfish impression.
Protheans.
All right. That is incorrect. Who thinks they know? Anybody who writes all three of these down gets credit.
Asari, Batarian, and Krogan?
Close. Asari and Batarian are part of it.
Is it Asari, Krogan, and Turian?
Turian. Turian, Asari, Batarian. The line goes in that order. Turian, Asari, man. Batarian.
I got them out of order, but I put Asari, Turi, and Bateri.
There you go. Then you get 100 points. Congratulations. Yeah, I wondered how many of you would have this as like an earworm and be like, oh, wait, I know.
I am the very model of a scient Solarian.
Right, because Batarian rhymes with Solarian.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. All right, Apollo, your second question. You can pick 2, 3, or 8.
I'm going to go 8.
8. Ocho. Which character in the Mass Effect series is a powerful biotic with a tragic past and is voiced by actress Ali Hillis?
I'm going to go with Jack.
That is not correct.
Oh my goodness.
Who else has the answer on this? Then write your answers
Can
down.
Can you repeat the question one more
I'll
time?
I'll give you a second to write your answers down. Which character in the Mass Effect series is a powerful biotic with a tragic past and is voiced by actress Ali Hillis? Everybody's thinking deeply on this one. All right, I'll give you 3 more seconds and then we got to pull up an answer. 3, 2, 1, just jot something down. All right, who thinks you know?
Liara.
It is Liara. That is correct.
Oh. First, and I wrote Samara.
Yeah, that could have described a few of them, which was kind of fun. That one was kind of fun.
Tragic. Just put Jack in my head, and I just
Yeah, biotic, tragic. That works. Yeah. I don't know. Awesome. That could be her, right? But it didn't 100% give it away, which is why it was a good hint, right? All right, Ed. Last one. 2 or 3?
Let's do 2.
2. Which alien race originated from the rocky deserts on the barren world of Rakana?
Oh my god, the name's escaping me.
that's what my brain does all the time. I'm like, what's the word?
Elko.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Anybody else? Everybody, write down your answers.
Oh, I just remembered.
Is the name of the planet spelled Rannoch?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it is not. It's spelled Rakhana. Rakhana.
Can we guess now?
Everybody had a chance to write down your answers? All right. Now, go ahead and guess.
The Rachni.
Nope.
I guess Orcha.
No, that's not correct either. The Drell.
Drell.
The Drell.
Oh, God.
100 points if you put Drell. some of these are tricky.
Planet.
Yeah.
I don't know how I mixed the two up.
Yeah, some of these are tricky. All right, we have one question left.
Why they get that syndrome too? Because they go to from the dry to the wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We literally just did this in the medical episode.
Yeah. So this is the last question of this round. Everybody can get 300 points if you get this right, because it's the one outlier that nobody picked. Don't shout out your answers until everyone's ready, and then I'm going to tell you what the answer is. Or then you can all guess, and I'll tell you what the right answer is. Which alien race are four-eyed bipeds native to the world of Karshan? Four-eyed bipeds native to the world of Karshan. All right, everybody written these down? I still see some gears turning.
I've already written my answer down. I don't know if it's right, but I'm not going to second guess it. I'm doing too much of that.
Sometimes you just got to go with it, you know? Yeah, Dances with Kitty says, are there many biotic capable persons in Mass Effect without tragic backstories? Probably not. That describes almost all of them. All right. You guys have your answers down. Who wants to guess? What do you think?
I put the Vorcha.
Not the Vorcha. Close, though.
Oh.
Batarians.
Yes, the Batarians.
My second wrote down the Protheans first.
It's the Batarians. So add up your points. Add up the first round. Add up any of the ones that you got. If you got the one on your turn, that was 300 points. If you guessed one that somebody else had, that's 100 points for those. Do a total. We'll see what you came to. And chat, this is fun. You guys chiming stuff in here. I like all the guesses and comments. All right, math. Who knew you had to do math in this show? I'm gonna have to find an app that I can put these on, so you can just kind of answer all the questions on the app, and then it'll just add it up for us. All right.
Math is the one thing I'm bad at.
So who has your score? Jen?
1201.
1201 for Jay.
17.
Oh.
Ed, sorry, we'll just go in order. Ed?
1,700.
1,700, nice. Apollo?
I'm at 1,800 now.
1,800. Jen?
2,301.
Wow. Wow. That might be the tiebreaker if somebody else matches that score. And Turbo, what do you at?
I get 18,000.
1,800? Not, probably not 1,000. I don't think there's that many points yet. Awesome. Okay. Here we go. Okay,
quick question.
Yeah.
If we got them right, even though that the person, it was like, so if, like,
if Jen, the other person got it right, you can't steal the points.
Okay, so you don't get the 100 points even if you wrote it down correct.
Right. So the only way to get 100 extra points was if the person whose question it was got it wrong. You can still try and guess, but if they got it wrong, then you would get the 100 points if you got it right.
I do my math wrong. Thank you.
It's okay. Yeah, just go ahead and update it. Thanks for checking. All right. This is the final round. Final round. Ooh.
It's the final countdown.
All right. Here's the final round. This is one question with multiple answers. You do not lose points for getting wrong answers. You only get points for getting answers that are on the list. So you can put down everything that comes to mind, and then I'm going to go through the list of answers, and then you can check off the ones that you got right. So I would recommend just listing as many as you possibly can in order to get as many as you can right. So here's the question, and I'm going to give you a moment to think through this and write down everybody that you can come up with. And when I say everybody, that's kind of a clue what the question is about. I would like you to list all of the potential team members in Mass Effect 3. Everybody who can be a team member in Mass Effect 3. So just
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
DLC included.
Yes. DLC is included. So any potential team member in Mass Effect 3, all the names. And I'm going to give you a minute. If you are playing along at home, I hope you're not driving a car trying to write this stuff down. But if you are answering all these questions, add up your points, because I would love to see if anybody listening, you know, at home or whatever this week, can beat whoever wins this here, whoever our patron winner is. That would be really cool. And chat, if you guys are playing along too, I'd love to see what your total is at the end of this. And I'll share Sam's stuff in order to give you guys a few extra moments here. If you want to check out Sam's stuff, his playthroughs, he's been playing Neutral Shepherd, all of that stuff, go to N7 The Legend on Twitch and check out his streams. I'm sure there's a schedule there with all the different times that he'll be streaming. And if you are interested in my stuff, then joining us live at twitch.tv/robotsradio is where I do all of my live shows, including this one on Fridays. We're doing this one late. It's after 9 p.m. because we're doing our patron chat. But normally we do the shows around 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Fridays. So we'd love to have you come join us. And if you are interested in any of the other shows on the network, there's a bunch of different shows on Robots Radio, other shows that I do, other shows that some of our awesome hosts do. And you can check those all out at robotsradio.net. If you're looking for other podcasts, including other Mass Effect shows and lots of other video game podcasts and lore shows and stories and all sorts of fun things. So lots of stuff out there. All right. How's it going, everybody? I see the writing is slowing down and the wheels are still turning.
Can you give us how many there are, or would that give it away?
No. I'm not going to give you a total number, because that will make you feel like, oh, well, now I have more to do.
Now, and we're only talking people that, like, when you leave the ship, you have that little screen. That's what we're talking, right?
We're talking about anybody who can be a potential team member, somebody who you can take with you on a journey. Not just people who, like, there are people who just are on your ship sometimes, but they're not actual, like, team members. They're not one of the three people that go out on the missions together. These are team members. And so even if they only go on one mission, they still count as a team member. Everybody's thinking. All right, I give you one more minute.
Does this include the DLC?
This includes all the DLC.
Okay.
Anybody in Mass Effect 3, any of the DLCs. Yep. All right.
Wait, you don't mean like in Citadel DLC that we can go talk to them? Like they actually have to be able to go on a mission.
Yep. They can't be somebody who was like a team member from a previous game that doesn't go on a mission in this game, I believe. Or the better way to state this is if you were to just pull up the wiki and look at the list of team members for each game, these are the people listed as team members. These are people who I believe are listed as people who are able to join you on missions. People who work like companions in a video game, right? Like they aren't just like, for example, now names are falling out of my head. Like just because you talk to another NPC who like regularly doesn't mean that they are a team member. All right. We're going to have to go through it. Time's up. Are you ready? Everybody ready? No. Turbo's shaking his head. No.
Good question.
Right. Yes, question.
I have one written down. I can't remember the name, but it's just a broad statement. I don't know if that's going to count.
You have to know their names. You got to know their names. All right, let's go through the list. I'm going to just...
How many points is each one of these worth?
Okay, so each one of these is worth 500 points. So if you get a whole bunch of these, then that could win you the game. All right, here we go. I'm going to just go down the list, and you guys can comment or check these off as we go. So, Kaden Alenko, first on the list.
I got that one.
You got that one. Or Ashley Williams, depending... You can't have both, but you could have one or the other, depending on your playthrough. They're both possible. So Ashley Williams is the second one. Everybody got that one? Everyone's like, yeah, you know, yes, maybe. Javik.
Are Ashley and Kaden counted as like the same team?
They're not counted as the same. They're separate individuals. Okay. But even though you can't have them on the same playthrough, they're separate individuals. So they're each of them is worth 500 points. Javik, number three. The next one is Tally. Liara. Everybody so far, how's this going? Yeah, okay. Garrus, can't forget Garrus. James Vega. Edie. Arya Talok. Oh, I saw some reactions there. Oh no. Some people forgot Arya. All right, Nyrene Kandros.
Yep.
Did you get her? All right. Erdnot Rex. You don't have to have the full name as long as you wrote just Rex. That's probably fine. Miranda Lawson, if you want the full name.
You can have her as a teammate.
Right? I don't think you actually get her a squad selection. You can't change her weaponry.
It was on the list, but if nobody wrote it, then it doesn't matter because nobody got points.
Can you ever change Rex's weaponry either? That's why.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
Skill assign.
But she is on the list. But again, she was on the wiki and Sam reviewed this. So
I wrote her because you said it didn't count if we got it wrong. So I'll take it.
So if you wrote her, I mean, it shows up on the wiki as a teammate specifically. So I personally didn't have her in my squad, but I don't know.
Is that the Citadel DLC?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Even in Citadel DLC, you can't assign her stuff. She doesn't go on any missions with you. I don't think.
Alone?
Doesn't she? She shows up. She's on the field and I feel like she was in the field. Even if you couldn't assign weapons, she ends up as part of your group or something. I don't remember.
Well, yeah, you can go on dates and stuff with her,
no,
but you can't like pick her to go onto your squad.
Doesn't she help you track down someone like her? Like, don't you help her for like, it's like one mission. She's like a NPC on your team though. She takes up a spot.
She does.
She's already there when you go after her sister. So like, you find her there.
So that official list may be including the combat simulator from Citadel.
Oh, wow.
You could have all kinds of squad mates.
Have everybody that you've ever played with the combat.
Yeah, because I think Jack is available on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and Grunt.
That's true. And yeah, Jack is out in the field with you, even if she's not in your squad. How do we want to do this? Do you guys feel like it's fair if we give points for Miranda? Because if we give points for Miranda, we also have to give points for Jack.
Well, did anybody put Miranda down?
I did not.
I did because he said to just write names, but that's why I asked specifically if it was from the people on your loadout.
This is where this stuff gets a little bit tricky.
Let's not do it because then we have to include Jack. So let's take her off.
All right. Anybody else you don't think should be included? I mean, let's just go through the list because the list includes Jack and Grunt. So we're not going to give points for them either. Jacob is on the list.
Yeah, no.
Samara.
Those are.
Mm-mm. And those Zaid and Kasumi. They're all on the list. So none of those count. So it ends with Rex. So Rex is the only one, the last one that counts. So we've got Caden, Ashley, Javik, Tally, Liara, Garrus, James, Edie, Arya, Nyrene, and Rex.
Well, you're missing two.
Who else isn't there?
In the Leviathan DLC, you have Cortez as a squad mate on the ship because he crashes.
He's not part of the loadout screen. You can't select him as a squad mate or give him weaponry.
Fair enough. Well,
and yeah, then, so he doesn't.
Is that Cerberus girl in the
Cerberus girl?
Yeah, the one that tries to warn Shepard.
Or the spy.
Because you have to take her on the casino mission.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't think she gets a loadout either.
Yeah, no, Brooks doesn't get a loadout.
No. When does Brooks get a loadout?
No, she does not.
Yeah, so let's keep it to those ones on the list. Let's go with that, because that does sound the most fair. So Caden, Ashley, Javik, Tally, Liara, Garrus, James, Edie, Arya, Nyrene, and Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody get all of them?
Why am I forgetting that?
Jen says she got all of them.
And the only other person that I had was Anderson, because you do assign him points and give him loadout at the beginning
of the beginning?
Opening mission.
Wow. Yeah. Is where this stuff is a little funny, right? Like, technically, maybe.
I never expect to beat Genesis. She, like, knows everything.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys for your patience on trying to figure that out. I was like, this should be pretty easy. Each of those should count. But you're right. Some of them, not really. Okay, but we're going to go with these ones. And Jen, you got 500 points for each of those. So I think you're probably the winner. How many points did you end up with?
That's big math.
That's big math. So we've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 11, that's 5,500 points just for the final round. Plus whatever else you had before. Dun, dun, dun. What scores are you guys up to?
6,700.
6,700 for Ed. Apollo, what did you end up with?
6,300.
6,300. Jay?
I got 6,800.
6,800 for Turbo. Jay?
I don't want to answer.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I got 5,700.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. And then Jen, you're at what? 7,000 something? 8,000?
7,801.
Nice. Congratulations. Bragging rights.
It took three times of Mass Effect trivia in order for me to win. Yay.
You did it. Congratulations.
I'm just glad I placed.
I can't believe I forgot about the Arya whole mission in Mass Effect 3. I can't believe
that was an awesome mission.
I remember the kiss.
I don't feel bad. I forgot too.
You remember the kiss.
That's the only reason I got her is because I remember the kiss, because it's like, it's like all the people Shepard has that, and that's why I remembered.
Nice. Well, thank you for playing, everybody. This was fun.
Who was Naria? Who is that? I don't remember her.
Nyrene.
Who is she?
So on that DLC, there's Arya and her girlfriend, the Turian.
Oh, that's who she is. I could not remember her name. Oh,
yeah, she's pretty cool looking too.
I had Turian girl. I didn't remember Turian what was her
girl.
Name.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's go back through and feel free to share anything you've got going on. If you're working on projects or doing content creation or something else you want to shout out, feel free to do that. Otherwise, you can just say, you know, hey, thanks for being here. This is how you can reach out to me on the Discord or whatever. Ed, let's start with you.
I'm just hanging around the Discord. Anyone wants to talk about Mass Effect, Dragon Age, whatever, I'm Zoe.
All right, yeah, look up Ed Boy. There you go. Thanks, Ed. And then Apollo?
I don't have anything going on right now, but by the time Last of Us 2 comes out on TV, I am going to do a podcast because I have about 400 million things to say.
Wow, nice. Well, good luck with that. That's awesome. Spectre J?
Nothing really, man. I'm just hanging out on the Discord. I do Mass Effect wood burnings and stuff on the side.
Very cool. Very cool. Have you done anything particularly notable lately?
Not lately. Christmas last year, I did a wood burning of Rex. It was for my uncle. He's a big Mass Effect fan. It's his favorite quote of the whole game is from Mass Effect 1. It's where the cops are trying to arrest Rex. He's like, do you want us to arrest you? And it's like, I want you to try.
Nice. Nice. Very cool. Yeah, share some pictures of those if you get a chance. I'm sure there'd be
absolutely
people would love to see them. Yeah, Jen, I know you've got some stuff.
I do. I have two shows that are also part of the network. The Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we talk everything cyberpunk between Toasty and I. And then Two Girls, One Ship, where we talk Mass Effect, but we talk all different kinds of video game romances. We're currently doing Mass Effect romance. Last week, our episode was about Miranda and Jacob.
Oh.
And I am here in defense of Jacob Taylor. So please right. Go give it a listen.
Oh, no. Ed's giving it a thumb down. Thumbs down. Well, you guys are going to have to argue that off.
Just Jacob.
Off
just
show. Jacob. She's not a Jacob fan. All right. Well, yeah, go check it out. And if you're looking for easy ways to find links, robotsradio.net has links to Jen's shows and a bunch of other stuff. So go check that out. And then Turbo, you got anything going on?
I never have anything going on, but you can find me on Discord.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us again. And congratulations again to Genesis for winning. You get bragging rights. You get to rub everybody else's noses in it or whatever the phrase is. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Chat, thank you for being here. And we'll be back next week with a regular episode. Hopefully Sam's feeling better. And we'll see you then. Until then, stay safe out there in the galaxy. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.